3, 2, 1.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to The Gathering Nerds, the podcast of podcasts, the podcast where nerds gather and they talk nonsense and nerd stuff. And tonight we're going to do a little something different. We're going to go a little bit off the cuff tonight. You know, we don't have a whole entire show prepared. We're going to kind of do what we did in the beginning and just chit-chat and bullshit and have some fun with it and see how that goes. And full disclosure, I didn't have a chance to make a full show tonight, which is okay. I don't always have to produce a show. We can just get on here and have some fun talking a little bit. So without further ado, before I begin, let's get a couple things out of the way. Now, if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast network, Pandora or iTunes, do us a favor, subscribe, hit the thumbs up. It would help the show out a bunch. We appreciate everyone who checks out the show, listens. Like it or not, we appreciate you joining us and having some fun with us. We enjoy doing the show. We're just a bunch of nerds doing nerd stuff, having a good time. Okay. Without further ado, I introduce to you the Gathering Nerds. We have Oscar. Oscar, what's up?
Wes, what's going on tonight? It's good to be back with the boys. What's going on?
Not much, brother, not much. We have Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, everyone? Good to be back.
Nice to hear you, Daniel. We have Derek. Derek, how are you doing, brother?
Good.
Yeah, Derek was trying to rush us off tonight. You're like, let's do it. Come on. Derek has some big plans tonight. He wouldn't tell us what they are. I'm very curious. Maybe we can get it out of him during the show tonight. So we'll see how that goes. You know, let's do a little check-in and see what's going on. For me, guys, not much. Work has been kicking my butt. We had a big survey. So that was good. We did really, really well. So that was exciting. And other than that, I'm just doing the same old nerd stuff. Now, I do want to go over a non-nerd movie I saw today I thought was amazing. This movie, like, I don't know what about it made me super happy. So I'll go over that in a little bit. But let me check in with Oscar first, see how he's doing. What's going on, Oscar?
Pretty good. You know, I'm just trying to get ready for the move. I'm going to be moving to Rancho Cucamonga pretty soon. And then, you know, I just recently got me some new volumes for Chainsaw Man. I got volumes 1, 2, and 3, and 6. Now I just need the in-betweens, like 4, 5, 7, and 8.
What's a Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, Chainsaw Man. It's a new series that's going to come out, I believe, in 2022. Talks about how, I believe, I haven't really gotten into the story yet, but I believe it's a human that's about to die and there was a demon that basically said, hey, I can save your life, but I'm going to be kind of fused together. And he becomes a killer demon and kills like a lot of demons. And he's like a good demon, but he's still a bad demon. He wants to go off and kill bad demons. Don't quote me on it, cause I haven't got too back into the backstory yet. Cause I just recently got some of the mangas and I'm going to read the first 3 volumes, hopefully this week. And then I'll have a little more intel for you guys next week.
Okay, so wait, is this an anime that hasn't been released yet, but you have the volumes? I'm confused.
The volumes, yeah. The volumes usually get released before the manga series, or before the
episodes. Series. Yeah.
The series and come out. Usually they kind of come out around the same time. The manga's a little ahead than the series. But usually they come out, the manga comes out before the series even comes out. Because either one, they're trying to get into a dub, or they're trying to have the subtitles ready for when they come out and release it.
Very interesting. I did not know that. Actually, you just taught me something today. So there you go, Gathering listeners. I learned something new. Hopefully you learned something new. The more you know, knowledge is power.
As your body grows bigger, your mind must flower. It's great to learn, 'cause
All right. So what else is up? Oscar? So why are you moving to Rancho? What's going on?
I got a new upper job opportunity. I don't know, we discussed last time we were on.
Yeah.
But I have a new opportunity in a new district with better pay and better benefits. Where I'm currently at, I'm getting paid decent, but with no benefits. So I took an opportunity, and now I'll be working at a better district. So,
and that's in the district or closer to it?
Yeah, it's closer to my job, and also I'll be moving in with my fiance. So,
ooh, wow, look at that! Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of that's going to be going on from now on, right, Oscar?
Yeah, you know, it's all normal.
All right.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing. You would never understand, Daniel. Ever understand?
Nope.
Not oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering, like, that sounds weird. What are you talking about?
Hey, what are girls?
What are girls? I don't understand. What are girls?
No manga. Come on.
Manga. We went from manga to oh, yeah. So okay, that's cool, man. Well, congrats on that. That's awesome. And I might have to check out this chainsaw, man. I've never heard of it, so I looked it up while you were kind of talking. It looks like a, you know, it's just weird though. Why is anime all demons now? Like, it didn't, I don't know, it just seems like it's very a lot of it is in that world of like demons and gods, and you know, it just
seemed... I feel like it's just a genre that is that what's going on right now. There's more about it's a lot more like mythology, a lot of like lore stuff that comes to life. You know, it's based off some stuff, but it just comes to life in anime. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the anime series. I'm a little upset with you because you still haven't caught up with any of the Demon Slayers yet. You say that you're in your Twilight fan. So I find that a little hard.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Because you can't be a fan of everything.
You like a vampire that likes to sparkle, but at the end of the day, I mean, you're not choosing a where blood and guts that's all over the anime series. But that's your choice. You want to see Bedazzle? Go for it.
I don't know how he turned to talking this shit to me. Well, thanks. Okay, I appreciate that. I think I don't know. All right,
it'll be hard on you because yeah, but Hocus Pocus, man, you got to get into Hocus Pocus.
That's not gonna happen. I would rather step in poop and lick it off my shoe.
Interesting.
Do you like that visual, everyone?
No.
All right, Daniel, man, how you doing, brother?
Good, not too bad. Just enjoying the time off. I finally saw Shang-Chi. It's an amazing movie. By the way, I don't know if you guys talked about it last week. I entered late, but the new IMAX experience on Disney Plus is actually really cool. Watching in full IMAX experience.
So I'm going to ask you a question on this because I did see that Disney Plus had it, but what do you have to have as a TV and as a system to be able to play that, or anyone can play it? Is it like, what is the difference?
You had to play with the big boy Sky, 75 inch and bigger.
Is that how you have to do it? Is have a 75 incher?
No, it's pretty much just full screen. You know how all the Marvel movies are like theater. Mm-hmm. So it has a black bar on top and bottom.
Right.
And then, it's just full screen, and like to me, Shang-Chi looked like it was shot better, like a higher quality.
Okay.
So it looks super clear and super cool. And I was very like immersed in the movie, so it was really cool. I really enjoyed the movie.
Wasn't it really good? I really had fun watching that movie. It was like it took me back to some of my favorite Marvel movies. Like it was just fun. It was fun.
Not only that, but like the traditional what genre is that? Like kung fu. Mm-hmm. Like very in that genre, so it was really cool seeing that.
Yeah, it was the comedy was right on. I mean, if you haven't seen it, spoilers right now for this movie, but if you know, it was cool that they brought back the Mandarin Abomination.
Oh, the Mandarin,
yeah. Yeah, like and they really like did his character well, bringing him back and like kind of having him be part of this movie to kind of tie in.
And he fits it fit pretty well.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I thought that was actually one of the better parts of the movie for me, because it wasn't directly tied in, but it allowed you to have some extra. You know, it was literally like having dessert with your meal for me.
Yeah, like my wife's like she likes watching those Mortal movies, but she didn't know who he was. But she's like, she just makes the movie funny, and she really enjoyed the movie. So yeah. Like, you don't have to understand it, kind of, but it's cool that anybody can enjoy it.
I think it's one of the few Marvel movies that are gonna. I mean, I think like Black Panther was huge and it was big because it was a one of its kind. It was an epic event. People needed to see this. It was one of the first African American black superheroes that was gonna like be huge on the screen. So it made a big impact on a lot of people because a lot more people could relate to the superhero, and then people who love superheroes could relate. But I think this down the road was a better movie because it was funnier. It was really action-packed. It was very mystical at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I think it's more sci-fi than a lot of the other ones. You know, more mystical, more...
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. So cool.
Yeah, so did I.
You, other
than that, it's pretty good.
We're recording this on a Tuesday night, so I have a question for you. Has Hawkeye came out yet? I know it's coming out this week. I just haven't.
Tonight.
It's tonight.
Midnight.
Okay.
Midnight or tomorrow.
Yeah. I saw an article where someone was talking, like, and I didn't want to read it, but I didn't. I was like, oh shit, did it already come out? So it's tonight. Okay.
Yeah. Some people have early access. Like IGN did the review already in the first two episodes. The Rotten Tomatoes came out already for the two episodes. Because you're getting two tomorrow right off the bat.
Right. What are they saying? What's the
I honestly haven't. I really haven't seen any because I kind of want to go with open mind.
Yeah. So, okay.
But IGN is pretty spot on, and I think they're gonna like it. It's always pretty positive.
Okay. I just finished What If, and
barely.
I got caught. I'm telling you, I've been busy. It's been insane. But I don't know if I liked the ending of it. It was okay. But it got really chaotic, and it like meshed together really chaotic for me. Like I liked all these separate stories, and then them bringing them all together it felt very chaotic for me. I don't know. So that was interesting. But I like this. I do like how they set up a lot of stuff in there, a lot of stuff for the future, you know?
Yeah. So real quick, just going back to Hawkeye, the Rotten Tomatoes 88%. So it's well received.
Okay, good. I mean, cool. It's Marvel. They knock most of their shit out the park.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. So, well, hopefully, if we can all catch up on that, watch it next week sometime, we can maybe do a quick review, at least a 1-minute review on it. So, sure. I'm not going to promise anything. I promise way too much. We never deliver. So, no promises. If you get it, you get it. If not, so be it. All right, Derek, how you doing, brother?
Good.
All right. Well, let me rephrase that question. What's going on with you?
You didn't know that? You didn't know that, Sky? That's all his life right there. All in one word.
Good. Good.
All right. Work. I want to go see Resident Evil today. Oh. Fucking sucked.
Really? Oh, that bums me out. It really sucked.
Yeah, it was like a 4.
Okay, spoil the shit out of it if it sucked that bad. I value your opinion. What made it suck?
The casting, the writing, the pacing. The only good things are the zombies that look pretty cool, but like the rest of it was just like, if you played the games and stuff, you could tell like just how much they like fucked it up.
All right, so which one is what's better then? The original? I mean, just let's take the original Resident Evil, the first film, and compare it to this one.
Oh, that one's far better. Those are actually far better than this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very disappointing. I actually thought that I was actually looking forward to catching this movie at some point.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It just got released today, and we're thinking, oh, it's going to be like in the, you know, when those big, you know, screens in the entrance of the AMC, but it's like literally pushed to the side of the theater in the back with the little tiny screens, and it's like, it sucked.
What are they playing on the big screen? Ghostbusters?
Like Ghostbusters and House of Gucci, all that good stuff, which I want to see.
I heard Ghostbusters actually really good.
Yeah. I don't really care for it. I have nothing really strong, but I don't care.
I am looking forward to Ghostbusters. I do want to see that because I have such an affinity for the original. Growing up, it is by far one of my favorite movies. I watched the cartoon. You know, I saw Ghostbusters 2, even though that wasn't good. I did not see the one with the female cast. So I chose to miss that one. So Derek,
all right.
House of Gucci, what makes you want to see that? Because I'm actually interested in that too. I find that it looks like it's gonna be fascinating.
Yeah, just because it's Gucci, dude. Duh. Gucci down in my socks, like I'm Biggie Papa.
Oh man. Okay, so anything else nerdy? I know you're a retro collector. You got anything going on the retro side?
No, on the retro side, you know, just a lot of working and going to the gym and stuff, playing some COD, got a dub yesterday.
All right. Oh yeah, thanks guys.
that means Daniel did not get an invite, so
he got an invite, but he was married again.
Oh, I'm the one that we reason to won. I got 10 kills. And this guy's got like one. I'm the reason why we won.
Oh, you're going to steal my kills, bro. That's it. Other than that, yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to kind of go over this movie, and if you guys haven't saw it, I think it's great. Have you guys, obviously everyone knows who Tom Hanks is, but he had a movie that came out sometime last year.
Who?
Tom Hanks.
Who?
Tom Hanks with my finger up for you. You see that?
Who? There's it. No, I'm just kidding.
there's a movie that came out called News of the World, and it's based in, I want to say, the late 1800s. And it's about a guy who goes to different towns reading the news, you know, because obviously they didn't have a 75-inch screen TV, or they weren't playing COD, like that was entertainment. So we go into town and read newspapers from around the world to these groups, and subsequent storylines happen along the way. And he has to take this young girl who was her original family was murdered. The Native American tribe took her in, raised her. She became part of the tribe. That family got killed. They took this girl, and he has to try to take her back to family. And it's a story of them going about 700 miles on horseback and carriage. And it's a fascinating movie. Like, it's really good. The pacing, I was surprised, was really good. It's total not a nerd movie, 100%. But, I mean, we're speaking of the House of Gucci. So if you want to watch a good movie that's entertaining, it's on HBO Max. Check it out. You're gonna have some time coming up that you're off. Check it out. I think it's worth the watch. I really enjoyed this movie, and I love Tom Hanks. And that's Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, Derek. Okay, so that's my little movie review of the week. I did watch What If, and other than that, I haven't caught up on much. I've been looking forward to Hawkeye. So that's our check-in for the week. You guys want to do a? I got an idea for a little who would win battle royale, but really not battling each other tonight. So, you guys in for a little battle royale?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, here it is, the new segment. Who would win? All right, guys, so picture this, Gotham City. Batman is protecting it, has been protecting it for ages. He is the man there. Batman goes down, gets really sick. He can no longer protect the city, okay? So you have two guys you can pick from to come in and protect the city and save the city from the hordes of bad guys. Now, your first candidate is Venom, right? The symbiote, kind of the antagonist. Is he bad? Is he good? We don't know. Kind of a little of both, but this is the guy. And I think Batman kind of falls in that too. Is he bad? Is he good sometimes? I know he has morals and stuff, but whatever. Okay, so you got Venom.
Oh, whatever.
The next one is none other than Darth Vader himself. Sith Lord that changed the fate of a galaxy. All right. Both of them, you're interviewing them to protect Gotham. Daniel, you're up. Who do you pick and why to protect Gotham?
To to protect, I say Venom. But if you trying to clean out Gotham, I say Dark Vader.
Okay, you're cleaning out Gotham. You want no crime to be there. You're going to go through and...
Nice. Shut up, Oscar.
Oh, shit. Oops.
Oscar, stop jerking off.
He's watching manga porn.
That's all hentai.
It's manga hentai. Porn. I don't
know. Manga porn? Yes. What kind of porn you watch, guy? Porn? What the hell is this?
Obviously, I don't know what it's called. So.
It's called hentai. It's some art.
Okay, hentai. All right, Daniel, go on. So you want to stop crime so you can clean it up, you can do whatever. You want the guy to come in that's going to make the city safe again.
Safe again? See, the thing is that I don't think Dark Vader would be safe and make it safe. He'd just make it his own. Basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you want it to be like no more crime and just be ruled by somebody else, Dark Vader. But if you want to continue doing the same thing Batman's doing, I say Venom. But to answer your question, I would say Dark Vader.
Dark Vader. Dark Vader would be the one to make Gotham a place to live again, or at least to live under a
different order. Yeah.
Dictator rule.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Derek? Who do you pick as your champion?
Well, same as Daniel. Like Venom is he's an anti-hero, if you think about it. But he lets people do their own thing, and then he'll go after them. Darth Vader is basically a dictator and has a totalitarian type of, you know, policy of like, this is how we do things. If not, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Batman would be against that. So if, after all that work, Batman would just probably end up just fucking undoing all of that. So if we're keeping things the same, then I guess Venom.
Venom? So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Oscar, what about you? Who do you pick as your champion to save Gotham?
I'm going to say Venom. And Venom was always hungry, so Venom can just go around eating everyone he doesn't want. Couldn't bother anyone. He's gonna care.
He wins because he's hungry. Oh, look, there's a juicy person over there. Let me go eat him. So basically, there's no one left in the city, so the city's safe.
Well, technically, there's good people, but, you know, like, Venom is trying to learn the difference between good and bad, and, you know, with the right, you know, guidelines, you know, here are the bad people, and you can eat them. I have no against it.
Don't say the word guidelines on this podcast, dude. You're going to get Derek all pissed off again. don't get Derek pumped up. All right, yeah. Okay, so I actually agree. I love Darth Vader, but I think Darth Vader's just a little too evil to clean up a city. I think that he would start in taking out all the powerful people and then gathering the less powerful under his wing and turning on Gotham. So I think Venom would struggle and he would probably make a lot of mistakes, but I think Venom would be the best to clean up the city of Gotham. So there you go. DC, Marvel, if you need a storyline, we just came up for one for you. So you can take that one to the bank. All right. We also been doing a new segment and it's called Don't Drown Your Food. This segment, just if you haven't heard the last week's episode, this is kind of what food's going on out there, what kind of food we like to eat, maybe food that we've tried this week. So here is Don't Drown Your Food.
Don't drown your food in mayo, salt, ketchup, or goo. Yuck! It's no fun to eat what you can't even see. So don't drown your food.
All right, so last week we talked about chicken sandwiches, and next time we get together, we're going to do a chicken salad. Fuck. Chicken sandwich taste test. But you know what I was at work. We have a lot of people that bring in food all the time, and I realize how many different kinds of unique, like, taco meats there are out there. Okay, and not because you guys are Mexican am I bringing up tacos, maybe, but just what would you say is your favorite kind of, like, taco meat? And you can't go carne asada, you can't go chicken. Like, you got to kind of veer off a little bit and say, if you had to get something that wasn't in your top, like, two, chicken and carne asada maybe, what would you be your favorite kind of taco meat and why? And that's kind chorizo. Of unique.
I agree with you.
Do you chorizo. You go chorizo? Why chorizo?
Yeah.
Dude, everything goes good with chorizo. Bacon and chorizo. I mean, it's pork, but eggs and chorizo. Potatoes and chorizo. Quesadilla, chorizo. Dude, you could do everything with chorizo.
Okay. And chorizo is kind of a sausage base. So, and then they have soy riso. Soy riso is really good, too.
Oh, soy riso is pretty good, too.
Yeah, actually. It's actually one of the faux meats that actually come out really well.
Yeah, actually. I agree.
All right, Daniel, what about, what's your go-to of the not, the not the big, the big meats, but the sub meats?
I agree with Derek. I wasn't saying that, but I'll try to switch it up. So it'd be different options. Al pastor.
Oh, yeah. You know, I watched a documentary on Netflix on about tacos. I think it was a taco documentary. And they had a whole, the first episode's all about Al Pastor, and it's based out of Mexico City. And they have literally, like, the way they create it and make it. Dude, it's fascinating. Like how big Al Pastor is in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy how people love that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's delicious. I just think it's unique.
Hold on, what do you mean people? What do you mean, you people?
Yes, Kay, what do you mean?
That wasn't me. That was Daniel who said that.
It's okay for me to say it, but for you.
you guys misheard me then. All right. Okay, so Al Pastor. And Al Pastor is what meat, Daniel? What are they? That's pork, right?
I think it's pork. Marinated pork.
Marinated pork, okay.
Pork.
All right.
Marinated balls.
Marinated balls. Oscar, what about you?
I mean, I agree with Daniel, Al Pastor, but since I'll go with something different, I'll say carnitas.
Oh, you like carnitas?
Carnitas? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, carnitas. No, I'm sorry. Not carnitas. Birria taco.
Oh, birria.
Had that too recently. It's pretty good.
Beans bomb.
You know that birria is blowing up all across the country. Like places are, it's weird. Like it's like they've just found out about it. In like, for example, a while back when I went to Utah, they have a restaurant there, and that like they're pushing the birria tacos because they have a chef who can make it, and it's like people talk about it in the town. Like it's a brand. I was like, what? Like it's been in LA for so long. They have trucks that are dedicated to it. So it was interesting. I actually, I like buche. I think buche is really good. I don't know what it is. It just, I don't know if it's the salt or the texture, but I really enjoy buche and tacos. I think it's delicious. The meat by itself, not so much. But there's something in putting it with like a nice corn tortilla that makes it taste delicious. So, okay.
Interesting.
Now, Derek, I'm bringing this one up because you went to the movies tonight, right?
Yes.
And we've talked about this before, but, and it's been a while. A lot of people haven't been in the movies. What is your go-to movie snack? What's your go-to movie? Now, popcorn, soda, maybe, whatever. I'm talking about candy or nachos or a hot dog or what kind
of candy? D's.
That's your favorite. I know that, but that's just every day.
I would say Reese's Pieces.
Oh, Reese's Pieces? Okay.
Reese's Pieces, and you put them on your popcorn or dips. What are they called? Dibs?
Dibs, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are bomb.
Right.
Okay. What about you, Oscar?
Oh, yeah, I'm guys. Say,
Sour Patches?
Oh, Sour Patch Kids?
Yep.
I like Sour Patch Kids. I hate when they rip up the top of your mouth. Because I don't know, like I always feel like when I'm done, like I'm all raw on top of my mouth. Go ahead. Now for all the sexual innuendos. All right. What about you, Daniel? What's your favorite go-to movie snack?
It has to be either chicken strips with fries or a pizza.
Oh, you go for the meal.
Chicken, pizza.
Yeah, I like to eat when I go watch stuff. Mm. Like snack, the only thing I'll do is popcorn. Well, I'll tell you this. One time, I went to some small movie theater by our old place, and they had flavored popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And then had it with hot Cheetos. And then, so they dumped some hot Cheetos in there. And then the popcorn had a little bit of like hot Cheeto flakes to it. So you get both hot Cheetos that and sounds like popcorn. Diabetes. Oh, it was so bomb.
So was it good then?
It was so good. They even have it in Cheetos form. So like you get the Cheetos and the cheese on the popcorn. But the hot Cheeto one was really good.
That actually sounds really good. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. I love red vines with popcorn, and you just take a bite of the red vine, and you throw a couple kernels in your mouth, couple pieces of corn, and boom. That's sweet, and that's like salt, and that buttery. Oh, it's delicious. Red vines and popcorn, number one. Love it. My favorite. Okay. Last but not least, last don't drown your food question of the night. All right. What is something, and hence the title of the segment, that you always eat that you put so much like ketchup or ranch on, or like that you literally drowned it in some kind of sauce that you eat and you like it, but you would probably never eat it without any kind of sauce? Okay. I actually think for me, I don't think I like buffalo wings typically. I mean, I like the flavors and stuff, but I like it with like blue cheese. I have to dip. Like, I don't want, like, if I went to a place and I ordered wings and they didn't have like some kind of either ranch or blue cheese, I wouldn't eat them. I'd be like, no, give me something else. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I have to have a dipping sauce with that. And I like to like drown them in it, like put it in and do that twist and get a nice like full like flavor blast of whatever dressing. So all right,
okay, keep talking to me like that.
And then, whoa, when it drips down my throat.
I'm talking food. You guys can go wherever you want with it.
Like how thick and salty it is.
All right.
I want it with another topping on
it. I just want it just like that. I want it all like in my mouth. All in my mouth. All right, Derek, what is your dipper? What's your food that you have to have with some kind of sauce on it?
Ketchup and fries.
Gotta have it. You can't have a fry without ketchup. You gotta have it.
Nope. I gotta have ketchup and fries.
That makes sense too. I agree with you 100%. Danny, what about you?
Freaking Derek, we're agreeing with everything, but mine is, to be specific, it's animal style fries, like In-N-Out. I don't like their fries by themselves, but if they do animal style, then yeah, I'm all for it.
With that cheese and the onions and the secret sauce. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oscar, what about you?
Weed.
Weed, of course. No, I agree with Daniel. If I go to In-N-Out, I gotta have animal style burger and animal style fries with extra spread.
So you get like, so if let's just say you went there, would you have the fries without it? Like you necessarily have to have those fries that way, or you won't have them.
Yeah, the fries need to be animal style because animal style, well done.
There you can hear animal fucking style. Yourself.
Yeah, my fiance knows how I like my food.
Well done. I want them well done. All right. Okay. So we are going to jump into What If in just a second. But before we did that, I wanted to go in and play the one trailer of the week that I know hopefully we all saw. Daniel sent this to me. It's an amazing, amazing trailer. You probably already figured out which one it is. Clerks. But what's that?
Clerks? The new
trailer? No. Oh, did Clerks come out? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Clerks 2 trailer came out today.
It's Clerks. It would be Clerks 3. But it's not Clerks, and I'm actually excited by that. That's why I was like, what? Clerks? Oh, my God. How did I not hear about this? No, it is Spider-Man, and this looks epic. So we're going to play the trailer all the way through, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit, and then we'll go into What If. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, guys. Took a quick break. Welcome back. But I wanted to correct my Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man No Way Home. Sit back. Here's the trailer. Enjoy.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget that Peter Parker's Spider-Man. We started getting some visitors. From every universe.
Hello, Peter.
You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So,
Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
Peter. You're struggling to have everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively in movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Spider Monday.
Oh my gosh, dude. There's not many trailers that get me this excited to see a movie. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of the last Spider-Man. I thought it was okay. Well, you know, there's been better Spider-Man movies. This one... I mean, they, first off, Electro is, he looks like the comic book version of Electro. He's amazing. I just don't even know where to begin. Doc Ock.
I don't
Ock.
Think that the comic Electro has fucking Tim's on this guy. My man's trying to shock Spider-Man with the yellow folds.
That was the original. He had the original yellow, like the Electro and the Amazing Spider-Man was horrible. Like, they screwed that one up. But this one looks more authentic. Has a yellow electricity and stuff. I don't know. I just thought he was great. Sandman's in it. We've obviously heard Green Goblin's the in there. So ooh,
the lizard.
The lizard. Yeah, you only see the lizard for a second, right? Jumping through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know, Danny, what do you think of this trailer? Because you did send it over to me. I'm sure you analyzed it and checked it out.
Yeah,
deeper.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm super excited for it. I'm all in for it. Hopefully we can all go watch it together. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it's really good. I'm super, super excited. Yeah, I'm just waiting for the money shot with the other spiders.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
There was one thing that they said. They said that they think that there's this one scene where Spider-Man's coming in and you have the lizard and you have Lizard and Electro and Sandman. And they're... Everyone's trying to analyze that scene saying they digitally took out the Spider-Man because it looks like everyone's kind of going in different directions because they did that in the Avengers. So that would be interesting to see that. But Garfunkel keeps saying he's not in the movies.
No, yeah, he has to keep his mouth shut.
Did you just say Garfunkel?
Isn't his name Andrew Garfunkel?
No, it's Garfield.
Garfield? Is it Garfield? Oh, fuck. I'm thinking of Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm like, I know. I'm like, well, you know, that's not Garfunkel, right?
Yeah. That's what I get for recording on a Tuesday night, tired after work. But it's good. It's good. We'll keep trucking on through. Garfunkel is here. At least we have a name for the podcast tonight. So Garfunkel's the new Spider-Man. All right. Okay, so we're getting close to the end of the podcast tonight, and I would love to do a little what if you guys are in, to talk a little shizzle.
Let's cut it.
No, I'm good.
Let's get it. Whatever. Shit talkers.
What if?
All right. Obviously, in this trailer, and I'm bringing this up because in this trailer, they talk about Spider-Man, and they talk about how he, all these villains are going to end up dying facing him, right? And this is the Sinister Six, pretty much. I know one of them's missing. Who's missing from the Sinister Six?
The Enda.
Yeah, fucking Derek. Derek's off the cuff tonight. Just Derek's on planet Derek.
Mysterio, but he's dead.
They're saying there's only going to be five.
Only five? Okay. That's
Sinister Five?
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. But to answer your question, Mysterio, Rhino, or Kraven, either of those
have been
associated with the Sinister Six.
Okay, so my question is, if we, me, you, Derek, Oscar, Adam, and Jeremy were part of the Sinister Six, who would we be? Now, they have Vulture, right? There's Vulture, Doc Ock, Green Goblin, or is he not part? He's not part of that, right? So let's sometimes, right? Okay, so let's take the characters from the movie. So we know we have Sandman. We have Vulture. Mm. I think he's in there. Maybe he might not be, but let's say Vulture. Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Lizard, and Electro. Who would we be? Derek, you're up. So you want to hear your choices one more time?
No, I think I got it. Adam, Doc Ock, Daniel, Sandman, Oscar, the Lizard, Sky, Electro.
Electro? Mm-hmm. What about Jeremy and Adam?
I already said Adam was Doc Ock.
Okay.
Jeremy. I don't know.
Who's last? Jeremy would be Green Goblin then. And who are you? He's not
Green Goblin though.
I feel like Derek's on.
I don't know. We need another character in there. But if anything, he could be the Rhino.
Okay. He'll be the Rhino. Jeremy or the Rhino. All right. Daniel. Who's Adam?
Adam would be, I say Sandman.
Sandman, okay. Oscar.
Yeah. Oscar can be Electro.
Electro? Derek.
Derek. How about that? I came out. Write that down.
Okay.
That's the word. That wasn't even planned. That just came
Okay,
out.
Who's Derek?
Derek can be Dr. Octopus.
Dr. Hawk.
Oh,
fucking Derek. All right, who am I?
This guy can be Green Goblin.
Green Goblin, okay. Jeremy?
Jeremy can be the Vulture.
And the Vulture, okay. All right, we'll move on because Derek totally threw me off. And just so you know, folks, you'll never hear what Derek said. So... we're laughing because Derek was totally off the cuff tonight, and he made us all laugh. So thank you, Derek. All right, Oscar, you there?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say you're stuck in Vegas and the zombie apocalypse breaks out. Okay. What is the first thing you do? Do you try to, like, get as much money as possible? Do you try to get out of town? Or do you say, like, fuck it, I'm going to live it up to the last minute?
I think I'll try to go to the gun store and try to get every gun on my...
That wasn't a choice, dude. How do you not hear the choice?
I pick F.
I don't choose. I don't like any of your choices, but if that's what you want to do, I guess live it up to as much as I can.
He's like, your choices suck.
He's like, fuck your choices, dude. I'm going to the gun store. I'm going to live, bitch.
You think I'm out of pocket? I at least stay on the subject.
Oh, I love it. No. Oh, thank you, Oscar. That was beautiful. All right, Daniel, what do you do? Zombie apocalypse breaks out. Try to get some money, some cash. Do you get out of town, or do you just live it up because you figure you're not going to make it out?
No, I get out of town. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't think once a zombie outbreak happens, it's not going to be contained. I don't think money's going to have a value. And then I don't want to die in Vegas, so I'd rather just take off.
Dan is like, I don't want to die in Vegas. I want to go party, but
no. You died in Vegas one time. Don't want to do that again.
They brought you back to life?
Yeah.
Nice. EpiPen.
EpiPen. IV.
IV. All right, guys. That's it for tonight. I can't anymore. You guys are killing me. Thank you for the laughs tonight, though. I appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for a little makeshift podcast tonight. But it was fun. It was nice to get something out and, you know, to talk to the guys and to nerd out a little bit. And we appreciate everyone joining us. And hopefully next time around, we can get some more clips and get some more nerd news in there. But as for that, that's it. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. Daniel, can you let everyone know our Instagram page just in case they want to follow us?
You can follow us at _gathering_nerd. All
right, awesome. And that's it for tonight. We appreciate everyone joining us. From Sky, Derek, Daniel, and Oscar, don't forget to gather on.
Gather on.
All right, gentlemen. Good night. I'm gonna pass out. I'll see you guys in a couple days.
Have a nice night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.